Yeah, B. I don't know, man. I just wanted to say it's been a long week.
Yes.
Blessed and highly favored. You know what I'm saying? And I was thinking about something today with the whole sneak, because I came home. I really actually had forgot about it. I was like, damn, I need an energy drink. I was like, damn, I got another pack of the Stealth left. Let me go ahead. Went ahead and I was cleaning out my sneak shaker. And I thought to myself about a conversation we had earlier. It really made me think out of the box, because as a society, we're so used to everything instant now. But it's still kind of cool. Like, it brought me back to my overseas experience and just being outside of the country and looking at things a little bit different, and how much I actually enjoyed this product and how much it was cool for them, you know, to support us, bro. So I just wanted to give them a special shout out. Like, I really needed y'all today. Y'all helped me get through. It's been one of those 14 hours. And I know, you know, and it's actually, I mean, it's, look, man, nowadays that's bad for you at all. But this actually, it really did make me feel a little bit healthier trying to get the energy in, man. And I thought about all the money I have actually saved using this instead of buying other products that might not be as good for me. So I just wanted to say that real quick, bro, because that's just a true story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why we're proud to be brought today to you guys by Sneak Endgame Energy. I mean, it really is. You know, I mean, it is a healthier alternative. It's a completely sugar-free formula, which I absolutely love. You know, you don't get that crash. You don't get that burnout that you do with other energy drinks. I mean, I tried Sneak, and then I tried a Monster the next day, and Sneak was that thing that just, I was like, nah, I'm going back. I can't do anything but Sneak now. That's the only one I can do. You know, it gives me that, you know, intense energy boost, man, and it's just, you know, it's got all these vitamins and minerals and amino acids, kind of sharpen your focus, enhance your reaction times. I mean, it does make me feel like I'm more present, if you will. Like, it makes me feel more mindful when I'm just interacting on a day-to-day. And you know what we do, you know, between the video games and what we actually do to make the money, you know, we got to be mindful. We got to be present. And that kind of helps us do that. You know, it is much cheaper than just stuff like regularly canned drinks. You know, they say it's like 87 cents a serving, which is really good. And the flavors are freaking great, man. They're seriously explosive. They got cherry bomb, blue raspberry. They got the Stealth Edition. I like the Stealth Edition. I really do. It's good. It's delicious. And, you know, like they say, man, whatever your game is, fuel it with Sneak. So if you want Sneak today, head to wearesneak.com. You can use STT at checkout for 10% off orders over $30. That's wearesneak.com. You can use STT at checkout for 10% off orders over $30.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother...
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Texas. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Meatloaf Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Barbaby Fortner. What's going on, man?
Well, you know, another wonderful day out here, man. Living a life above ground, enjoying it, drinking some Sneak.
Yeah.
I like the Sneak. Real shit. On some real shit, bro. Like, I had to go ahead and get it today, man. Shit, we be running. We've been running. My old lady birthday tomorrow, you know.
All
getting
right.
Ready for the weather and stuff, man. How you holding up today, brother?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I am doing amazing. It's a wonderful day. It's raining. It's almost October, my favorite time of year. I'm excited, man. I'm time to bust out some of my horror video games. Play those. Watch some horror
movies. I was talking
about
Halloween today with the coworkers, man. Shit, we was talking about, we already started planning on possibilities for Halloween dressing up at work. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about being Jerome from Martin.
Hey,
with the whole Jerry curl with the
dude,
grill and
Jerome
shit, like
was awesome.
Jerome and the hot, ooh, ow, shut your mouth. I mean, it's been done. It's definitely not original.
It's still fun, though.
I saw it a couple of years ago, but it, yeah. Anyway,
I don't know what I'm going for Halloween this year, man.
You should be Jason, bro. I'm sure. Have you been Jason?
I've never been Jason. I should definitely be Jason. It's like one of my favorite characters of all time. I need to be Jason. The hockey mask. Which Jason will I be, though? That's the hard part. Which Jason will I be?
Jason X in space.
Oh, my favorite. One of my favorite Jasons. Smashes that girl's head on the ice when she freezes. That was so cool. So much fun.
Isn't it crazy about that genre? It was like a lesson to teenagers, like, don't fuck or smoke weed or the boogie monsters will shove an axe in your ass. That's the way to teach them.
Hell yeah. Dude, that's the lesson right there. And if you think about it, Nightmare on Elm Street is a lesson in don't follow your dreams because your dreams will kill you. That's how I always thought about it. Anyway, if this is your first time joining us, we're Skip the Tutorial, a video game show. What we do is we get together and we talk about video games. Sometimes we format it where we talk about what we've been playing, the news, and then give you a roundtable. And sometimes we format it with the top seven. This week is a top seven. Todd, what is our top seven this week?
In honor of Nintendo dropping their online service, man, we're going to do top seven NES games.
Boom! Yeah. NES games. I can't wait to get to it. But first, we got a few shout-outs this week. Few shout-outs. First off, coming on the Facebook is Tim Payne. Tim Payne says, hey, man, I'm a big fan of the podcast and was listening to the last episode, and y'all are super excited about the new retro controllers for the Switch. Have you seen the 8-bit Do controllers? They are fucking dope and work with Switch, PC, and iOS. Parentheses, also, that Cambodia shit is hilarious. I lived in Southeast Asia for 9 years or so. Tim, you sent us a link to it. Those 8-bit Do controllers look great, and it's another reason for me to spend some money to plug something into my PC. That's for damn sure. Thank you, Tim, for that feedback. That was awesome, man. I appreciate it. We definitely do. Yeah, me, man. And Todd both.
Hey, man, special Max Payne shout out to you, bro. You're secretly Max Payne, Mr. Tim Payne.
Bullet time.
Bullet time to you now, man. You know, they appreciate that shit, bro. That's cool. Good looking out, man. See, that's that tribe shit.
Yes, yeah. It is. Welcome to the tribe. Welcome to the tribe, Mr. Payne. We also got another shout out to Nathan Harth. He recommended Skip the Tutorial on his own page. Thank you, Nathan. He says, really man. Great gaming podcast that feels like you're a kid again sitting with your friends talking about games. The hosts are hilarious and have created a great community. If you have a touch of the nerd and enjoy all things gaming, this podcast is for you. Nathan, thank you, man. You hit it. You really hit what we go for on a weekly basis. The world is crazy enough, man. We just want to remind people that we're all in this thing together, and sometimes the thing that brings us together is the controller. That's what I like. I like to hear that, man. I like to hear that.
Yeah, man. You know, bro. You know, it's sometimes the shit kind of surreal when you hear it come back, man. So it's always appreciated. We just like everybody else out here, man, trying to make it, man. So for people to take the time out and get a shout out and even recommend it to other folks, you know, we're going to do the best we can to keep grinding and pushing, you know.
Absolutely.
And giving back, man. Yeah, yeah. But
and if you know anybody, just one person, if there's one person in your life that you think would appreciate the show, just let them drop a link to them. You know, just introduce them to the tribe. We're trying to build the community here, man. It'd be great. Great introducing people to us.
On some randomness, man. I know we talking about it, but if we on wherever you like us, of course, we're going to try to reach out to you and take into account. And I know I got some random shit coming up, but definitely reach out on that Anchor app, you know, favorite us. We're trying to get that popping, and it's easier for us to find you and see you now on Anchor. That's kind of another reason why we shoot it that way, and we start giving out some randomness. I'm not even going to announce it. We'll announce it coming soon.
Yes.
You know, we've already discussed it. Some people are already. I'm not even. We already. Some people have already locked in, but we would like to look over a few other people. So reach out on Anchor too as well. Not to push you. Do what you want.
Absolutely.
Just giving tribe info. Yeah. My bad, bro. Didn't mean to go on a tangent.
No worries, man. Yeah, and you can also drop us a review on iTunes still. You know, it's great to see those iTunes reviews. But right now, we're talking about our favorite NES games. So, Todd, why don't you get us started with your number seven?
My number seven won't surprise anyone. No, but it's Tetris, bro.
Tetris is so good.
Yeah, man. It had to be on my top seven list. It's a classic and genius game. And really, too, a couple of these reminders with my little sister. She's popped up a couple of times. She's been on my mind heavy. Everything went good in her area in North Carolina last
good.
Week. But she was like the Tetris master. And it was one of the games that we could both play and go back and forth on. And, you know, I could get to my games and let her get on a Tetris with her being younger. And she just loved it as much as I did. So Tetris had to be the first game on my list when I think about Nintendo, man.
Excellent choice, man. Tetris is a game that I have installed on every single phone smartphone that I've had since I've owned one. It's always, it's like one of the first things I put on there. Why? Because when I'm sitting in the doctor's office, when I'm chilling somewhere, when I'm waiting for time to pass, I'm just going to play Tetris. It's still addictive. It's still amazing. And I can never get past level 20. That's the, I always die on level 20. That's the thing. And I like all the versus Tetris. Like the,
those shapes are coming fast and hard at that level, man.
They are, man.
You know what I'm saying?
They are.
Coming fast and hard.
Fast and hard, man. Just the way we like it. Wait, what? Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I'm not saving you.
No, no. Just let me just hang out there in the breeze. That's fine.
You know I got you, man. That's what she said. Cambo. Oh, yeah, man. I can't walk over the Cambodia reference too, man. Look, man, we're gonna have to really do like a whole show figured out by Cambodia. I don't want to wear them out, but I had to go back to the old dude shouting it out. That is dope that he lived out overseas. Probably talk about that a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? Because I was thinking about something about that earlier. Overseas. But anyway, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
My number 7 is a classic side-scrolling game where you could ride a skateboard, you could jump on dinosaurs' heads, and you could fight giant spiders. It's Adventure Island. I love Adventure Island. Man. It's a classic. So basically, I do want to point out to people right now, with my list, I'm trying to leave anything like major off of there. I want more surprises on this one. But Adventure Island is a classic game. You could get the eggs, you could get the upgrades, you got the hammers. It was extremely hard. That's one of the hardest games. I didn't beat it until last summer. Legitimately, I'd never beaten the game until last summer, and the only way I did it was with save states on my RetroPie. That's the only way I could beat it, and it was amazing, and it was worth it. I called in sick to work just to play those games. I played Adventure Island 2, and I beat another one that I'll be talking about a little bit later. It's got a great soundtrack. Got a great mode to it as far as just the upgrade abilities. It's very challenging, and if you think Dark Souls is hard, you've never tried Adventure Island. Todd, what is your number 6?
Well, first, man, it's funny, like I just died laughing inside, because it's like when you said I knew like I knew that you, well, I didn't know that you were gonna make your list like the secret list or like the more kind of, you know, surprise list, but I thought about it specifically when I was thinking about this list, and that's why they're always so fun, man. Specifically when I was thinking about this, is I was just thinking, okay, NES, like original games, like what were the games that really actually, not like the niche games like Kung Fu and stuff like that, like what
Kung
were
Fu
the
was
games
so good.
Yeah, right, it was already, spoiler alert, that was my honorable mention, but like what were the games that I really just ended up spending the most time and having the most fun with? And a lot of them are blockbuster games, right? They really are.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Just based on my favorite games in that order. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, I mean, nothing on my list is not going to be something that's known. But for me, like, my number 6 would be Batman.
So good.
Just because I love Batman.
Yeah.
That game was really cool. I mean, you got to think, 1989. The original Batman movie for me personally, even Batman's been out forever, but the Prince and Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson, like that Batman. And then Nintendo comes out with a Dark Batman game, and it was just good. It was weighted. I mean, later on in the list, you'll see another similar game that's higher up that I really enjoyed. And, you know, it's just one of those games like I personally had a lot of fun with. That wasn't necessarily the ones I would play with my friends, but that was like legit. And it's legit hard.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of classic games, where I think you beat Batman recently, didn't you, on the NES?
Yeah, we'll discuss that a little bit later. That's for sure. All I can say is, do you dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? Still
pale moonlight,
one of my favorite things of the world. I mean, like 1989's Batman, such a classic in that game. We'll talk about probably a little bit later, spoiler alert. But it is one of those things that just, it captured. While Superman may have been the reason that a lot of stuff kicked off, Batman 1989 is the reason why we have a Marvel universe today. I'll just flat out, that's the exact reason why we have it. You can trace it all back to the superhero craze back then. I know it's what got me into that and the animated series. And you talk about Batman, I just watched Mask of the Phantasm on Blu-ray last night. It's so good. It is so, it's probably, outside of The Dark Knight, it's my personal favorite Batman movie. Dark Knight's an objectively great movie, and it's a classic, but Mask of the Phantasm will always be my personal favorite. just because definitely, of how freaking good it is.
Definitely high level dopeness. I can't disagree.
Yeah, man. I mean,
did you see the latest total off track? Did you see the latest Warner Brothers the Superman one? Superman is dead or whatever. Did you see that one yet?
No, I didn't see that one. I need to watch that one. I need to watch that one. I like the those animated Wonder Woman, ones.
The Wonder Woman fighting that one is fire. She went hard. That was pretty good. It was pretty good. You know, they've killed Superman so many times now. Doomsday is just what variation of Doomsday. But my bad. Animated films that you thought jarred me with that, with the Phantasm one.
No worries.
But what's your number seven?
My number six.
I mean six.
Yeah. Just real quick piece of trivia. They killed Superman in the early 90s. That's why we had the Steel movie with Shaquille O'Neal. Just a piece of trivia. That's exactly what happened. Steel was the comic book character who was supposed to replace Superman, one of like four people who were supposed to do it. John Henry. My number six is Snake Rattle and Roll, man. Snake Rattle and Roll. This is a classic for me. I spent so much time as a kid playing this game. If you've never heard of Snake Rattle and Roll, I go recommend looking it up. It's actually on the Rare Replay Collection for Xbox One. It's a classic. It's the reason why I bought an Xbox One was to buy the Rare Replay, and then I found Snake Rattle and Roll, and I spent just as much time as I did as a kid playing this game all over again. It's basically like they took Qbert and made it a platforming game and made it incredibly frustrating and also at the same time incredibly fun. It's a really cool little isometric platforming game where you're just a snake who's trying to collect dots as you navigate your way across a map. But the music is good, the colors are bright, the art style is really cool, and it's a classic example of what Rare could do back in the day. Now, Rare's kind of lost their reputation, and they kind of buried it treasure deep, mind the pun, if you will, with Sea of Thieves. However, that being said, Snake Rattle and Roll will always remind me of why I still love, and will always give my money to Rare anytime they come up, just because it's just a classic game. What is your number five, Todd?
The Legend of Zelda.
Classic. So good.
This is the thing. I didn't even actually own a Legend of Zelda. So I just pay homage to it. I have to, man. I remember memories like certain people's homes that used to have games, and I would go over there to fuck with them, but it's also like that was the Zelda, Legend of Zelda house, and spend 2 days over there the whole weekend.
Yeah.
All we did was hand a controller back and forth and have that first real kind of experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And dungeon and, you know, just the whole nine. But I mean, I'm not the aficionado of Legend of Zelda, but even me, it has to be on my list. I have to pay homage to it. Like it was fire. You know, honestly, between Breath of the Wild and the original Legend of Zelda, that's the two Zelda games I played.
Yeah.
So if it's not on my list, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What part of the game is that? So, yeah, man. Legends of Zelda. Shout out to Bim, RIP Bim. First guy to show me how to change a head on a block, an engine block. You know what I'm saying? He passed away last year, man. I used to go over there and fuck with the Legends of Zelda. He'd give me game about life. So, yeah, man. That's my number five, bro.
Man, I love Legend of Zelda. If I was putting the blockbusters on my list, that'd be my number one. Easy. Just my number one. Like,
I know it.
It would be. Like, it's probably still the original Legend of Zelda is probably still one of my favorite. Dare I say number one game of all time for me?
Have you gotten in the Nintendo Online service yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to.
It's on there.
Okay.
So
I'll just play the crap out of that.
Yeah, like part of my inspiration comes from like playing around with the service itself too. So it's like the angle I'm coming from with it, like I'm like, damn, that really was a great
It really was.
Experience. You know what I mean? Even with all the graphics nowadays and stuff like that, like shit is making me want to go to Retropalooza next weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, my bad, bro. I didn't want to cut off into your list, bro.
No worries, my friend. My number five. My number five. Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Great choice, bro.
Love this game. I've beaten this game probably 800 times. It's not a hard game. It's legitimately not a hard game. This is an easier one, but man, when you grow up with these cartoons, watching Disney Afternoon, and you first get to experience it, and this is back in the day when Capcom and Disney had a deal together, and they would make games for, Capcom was making games for Disney, and Capcom was that studio back in the day that really took their character seriously, really kind of revolutionized video games, if you will, especially platformers. But, you know, I don't think of Capcom without thinking of platformers. And when they put the Disney characters on top of their platforming style, it's just a wonderful experience. It's just a blast. Surprisingly intuitive. If you want that Disney Afternoon collection, I definitely recommend it. I think it's on sale like permanently all the time for $8. That's totally worth it. It's totally worth the money for that Disney Afternoon collection. But Rescue Rangers, if you love the cartoon, this is a great game. It's just a great little fun game. You can beat it in an hour. I promise. Like, you can beat this game in an hour, but yeah, it's worth it.
I remember you talking about it earlier this year, man. You put a smile on my face. Another honorable mention blow up for me was DuckTales. So, you know, as soon as I heard, that's good choice, my brother. Good choice.
Yes, sir. What is your number four, my friend?
My number four is Ninja Gaiden 2, The Dark Sword of Chaos.
Woo!
The 1990s Ninja Gaiden game. And really, because we were doing this one, popped up on my list because, you know, I fuck with Ninja Gaiden. And it reminded me of Ninja Gaiden 2, the 2008 version.
Yeah.
With the Wolverine claws. Yeah. Such
a good game.
Know, yeah, exactly. So as far as, you know, top seven for me, NES games. Also, to draw back to the inspiration for it, I'm hoping with the service, because it's so bland right now, like for me it's cheap and it's cool, but it's so bland. Some of these games that I'm saying, if anybody at Nintendo listens, please put it on the service.
Please.
If you can. This is just a personal look, man. I'm all right, fuck it. I'm being completely transparent. This is just a personal Nintendo online service. If you hear this list, I need a couple of these. Now, some of this shit, one of them was already on there. So good job. Kudos. But especially going forward, I only got a few more. These are games that I'm looking forward to, hopefully. But yeah, man, that's my number.
Man, I'd like to see Nintendo put like all the way up to the Wii on there. Like, I think that would be an excellent idea of just like you paying $20 a year, get access to like select games, one from Nintendo, one from Super Nintendo, one from Game Boy Advance, go up to the Wii, the GameCube. Hell, even if you want to try it, do Virtual Boy. No matter how crap that system was, some people still want to try some of those games. It's just a thing,
nah,
man.
I can't co-sign that.
No Virtual Boy?
Can't co-sign that, bro.
The game?
Nah, man, some things just need to die, bro. Some things just need to stay dead. Like David Duke's political career.
That's true.
Some things just need to die forever.
Just need to die
never
in the dark.
Back.
Just let it go.
They're alone.
I'm gonna buy a Virtual Boy. I'm gonna give myself neck problems trying to play this thing.
David Kerrigan.
My number four is, everybody talks about it. We all know this. I'm a big horror fanatic, that's for sure. This is part of the reason. My number four is Shadowgate. Number four is Shadowgate. It's part of the reason why I'm a horror fanatic. It's a point and click adventure game where you explore a haunted mansion. And it is just, I've still got memories of this thing. As a kid, sitting around the television, we rented it, I'm sitting there playing, I made the wrong choice, and all of a sudden Dracula pops up. And it just scared the shit out of me as a kid. And it's forever imprinted on my memory as like one of the first things I ever played. Played the crap out of it, loved the game, and it's the reason why I am who I am today. Part of the reason why I am who I am today. I love horror, and this is one of the reasons I am. So I definitely, if you've never played it, I just recommend checking it out on YouTube. There's plenty of YouTube videos up about it, but it's still a lot of fun. It's still a lot of fun to watch. I love these games. What is your number three, my friend?
Super Mario Brothers 3, bro.
Boom.
And every time, as you talk about this list, it just reminds me of how poor I was as a child.
To be correct, most of these games I had to play after I grew up. Like when I got access to emulators where I played most of these.
Oh, okay.
I had like three Nintendo games growing up. I had Heavy Barrel, Super Mario Brothers, and The Legend of Zelda, and that was it.
I can dig it. But Super Mario Brothers 3, man, this is another one that's on the list because that's the first game I went to on the Nintendo Online service.
Yeah.
First one.
Yeah.
First one I went to. So that automatically gave me the feel like, well, of course. Gotta put that on there. We gave a long explanation of this. I think we did top 7 80s games, and of course NES was dominant on that list. So this, a lot of the same games are gonna be on here. It's just from a bit of a different angle. And like I said, my list, man, this is inspiration of hopefully, man, I get to see these on this service that, you know, we can hope expands, even though the cloud saves are cool. That is a cool feature. But yeah, man, that's my number 3.
Hey, real quick, breaking news. Apparently just announced right now, Telltale Games has shut down. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, that just popped up on our tribe. That's interesting, man. Like, we just talked about a point and click adventure game, but yeah, man, Super Mario Brothers 3. We'll talk about more Telltale later, probably next week. Super Mario Brothers 3 though, man, that's a classic. And like, how can you not love that game? The whistle, it's just everything about that game. It's everything about that game.
Well, just popping it on again last night, it reminded me, I mean, because, you know, you got Super Mario World and Odyssey, and it's, I mean, if we're talking NES, you don't put Mario on the list. It's kind of, you know, that's the reason Nintendo exists in its current state. And for me, we touched it in the top 80s games. That's one of my favorite games. So, it was still fun to grab it. Like, as old as it is, after all these years, hopping on the red shell, sliding the shell over, the enlarged Mario, the feather coming up, that's still kind of cool, getting the tail floating around just on the first level. So I was like, well, it's got to be on my list. But the next two on my list are not on the service, and I need those on the service immediately.
My number 3 is probably one of the hardest games known to man. It's Ghosts and Goblins. Again, horror movie influences, anything that's dark and macabre I'm going to play, but Ghosts and Goblins I was obsessed with trying to beat as a kid. We'd rent it every time I had an opportunity. Like, my mom would let me rent video games if I got, like, at least all A's, if you will, like, whatever our grading system was. Didn't happen a lot in elementary school when I was playing through the Nintendo stuff. But Ghosts and Goblins was the one I'd always pick, and I'd always want to beat it, and I would try all weekend, and I would never succeed. I only beat it last summer, like I was talking about, because of save states. It's a great game, though. It's got a great upgrade system. When you're going through the game, your upgrade system will get knocked down. It's kind of like Altered Beast in that way. But it's just got a cool design to it overall. Ghosts and Goblins just has a really cool design, really cool enemies, really good environment. And it's just a beautiful game. And it's got great music. It's a classic. For me, Ghosts and Goblins will always be a classic. What is your number 2, Todd? The first one, not on the Nintendo service.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man. I need that on there, bro.
Yes! Oh, what a hell of a choice.
I need that on there.
Swinging in with that one, man. That's such a good game.
I need that one, man. You know, Donatello with the long stick, hitting shit.
Yep.
Turtle Van. Going down to the sewer, that dungeon feel, right?
Yeah.
But it's the Turtles.
Yeah.
That was a big deal at the time. They're fun, and they did it right. You know, they did it good. I wish they would come out with a turtle game. Like, I'm so inspired by Spider-Man. I'm like, they can do anything. Insomniac needs to do a whole bunch of shit, like to come back and just make some great games.
Give Insomniac all the licenses.
Yeah, I know,
give
right?
Give it like, all just, to them.
You know, they're a small tribe themselves that we respect.
Get those men some cocaine. Not stop working.
No, bro. No, they definitely don't do cocaine. They definitely don't do cocaine.
No,
man.
Sonic does cocaine. Remember that.
Yes,
you don't
want
to be like Sonic.
And Harold Mac Miller, man.
R.I.P. Miller, man. R.I.P. Mac Miller.
That was appropriate, but I really didn't mean that in a disrespectful way.
No. I don't think. I don't think you did. My number 2. My number 2 is a game that you already mentioned. You already talked about it. It's Batman the video game. It's a classic beat 'em up side scroller that's extremely difficult. It's a lot of fun. The boss battles are really interesting. That's the thing a lot of people forget about this game. the boss battles in Batman the video game are some of the most fun, interesting, chaotic, and difficult boss battles in any of the NES games. And they were cool. They were just clever designs. It's actually, because you go through, I believe it's 5 stages or 6 stages. I don't remember. But when you get to the Joker, he's actually a disappointment as a boss fight because he's easy compared to the rest of them. And the rest of the boss fights are so enjoyable and so much fun. You feel like you've actually done something when you beat them. It's just a great, and it looks good. It sounds good. It's got stills from the movie. Like, they do that little thing where they're telling the story of the movie as you play through the game. It is just a beautiful game. And they even try to do the 8-bit print soundtracks on some of the level, which was so cool. Like, as a huge fan of Prince, my favorite artist of all time, Batman the soundtrack is something I listen to nonstop. Growing up, in high school, like, he's the Batman the soundtrack is the reason why I love Prince's music so much. It's the reason why I own almost all of it on vinyl. And to hear it in that format, in that chiptune, it's just cool. It's just, that's all I can say. It's a cool fucking game. That's all I can say.
Have you, speaking of Prince, man, R.I.P. Prince, have you ever seen the video with him, James Brown, and Michael Jackson all doing a concert high as fuck? Have you ever seen
yes.
that? Isn't that the most hilarious so shit? That's good. Like the craziest thing. But James Brown up there, come on, get on up here.
Get on up here.
Yeah, like fucking, you ever seen the video with James Brown when he got out of jail and did his first interview with old girl? He was talking about he beat his wife with a lead pipe and he was just like, yeah, I'm not here to, like, he wasn't there to talk about that shit. He was just like, I don't want to talk, all I want to talk about is the Papa's brand new bag.
Yes.
We're going to Cabo and we're going to do 7 shows. You seen that before?
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
God, I love James Brown too, man.
Yeah, when you started talking about Prince, man, that shit made me go through it. But yeah, bro, you broke down Batman good, man. Like, that's the crazy thing about this list too, that I keep going back to the service, because it's like the games are so old for me, and I had a few emulators, and when I would get emulators, I would put like just the normal Mario on a game or something like that. But I haven't played some of these games in so long. You know, I just could kind of base some stuff off of feeling, and that's why I remember like the feeling of just turning on the game and you know, going through the experience. So for you on the other side to still be able to kind of break some of the shit down even in more in depth, man, that's why I love doing the show with you, bro.
Man, I still go back and play these games regularly.
I know, bro. You talk about it. That's why we started this shit. That it was like a that's where the synergy comes from, man.
Yes,
the
sir.
J. Jonah Jameson-ness. But anyway, bro, what number are we on?
Number one, Todd. What's your number one?
Super Tecmo Bowl.
It's a very important game
to me. I've told this story before. Now, Tecmo Bowl is on the service, but it reminded me, like, if you're going to have Tecmo Bowl, how the fuck you don't have Super Tecmo Bowl, bro?
Right?
Like, especially with online co-op play, that's the one that Super Tecmo Bowl took it up to a whole nother level than regular Tecmo Bowl. So I'm hoping with what I'm seeing is just a baseline, like, we're all beta testing the service and they're about to drop shit all the way up to the Wii, but these last couple early, I kind of want to see them because I know they can do it, and so that's my number one. I got a hefty honorable mention list though, and I got one shout out at the end, man, after you do your thing on it though, bro. So, but yeah, that's my top 7 kind of favorite pop-up inspirational from the new Nintendo Online service, man. That's the list. These are always cool.
Fantastic list. My number one, you've mentioned this as one of your honorable mentions. It is probably still one of the games that I've beaten the most out of any NES game ever. And that's DuckTales, bro. That's DuckTales.
Woo!
Doo-doo-doo. Like, when I think of DuckTales, I don't think of just the video game. I think of the cartoon. I think of the soundtrack. I think of the remaster. I think of the new show. I think of the comic books. Why? Because outside of horror movies, animation is another thing that I dig so much. And the reason is because of freaking DuckTales. DuckTales is one of those classic shows that came around at a time when I was just getting to the point where I was like, I could respect good animation. And like, DuckTales was the thing that I really latched onto outside of Batman the Animated Series. That's why it's my number two and my number one. DuckTales, though, is just like the game, the soundtrack, the music, the moon level, the jungle, everything about it, going back, the boss fights, using the cane, bouncing up and down on enemies, doing what I do, collecting my trophies, getting my ice creams, running into silly little hidden places in the game where you could find Mrs. like the hidden characters and stuff. It's just, I don't know what else to say about it, man. It's a classic. It's, for me, it's always going to be one of my favorite NES games. It's going to be one of my favorite remasters. If you haven't played DuckTales the Remastered, get it on PC, get it on Xbox, get it on the Wii, wherever you can get it. I highly recommend it. And if you haven't played the original, get that collection, that Disney Afternoon collection. It's freaking fantastic. It is my favorite platformer of all time. That's not to include like Mario, Mario 3, 2, of course, are amazing. But DuckTales is that game that I will always go back to. That is my number one. What's some of your honorable mentions, Todd?
Well, okay. Quick shout out. I ain't going to put his name out there, but I wanted somebody else's opinion on the service really quickly. So it's somebody that is very knowledgeable with games as well. Really cool. Not older cat, but probably my age, but he lived in Baltimore. That's kind of how we connected. First place I played a lot of these NES games. And he pointed out River City Ransom to me, which is on the service, which is a Nintendo game. I never played it. But the way he broke down some of the options, you know, that you can do on it, because he told a story about like how he told his mom that he wanted to get Double Dragon, and his mom went to the store and came back with River City Ransom, and Double Dragon was the shit at the time. So he was disappointed in a motherfucker, but he had to like pretend like it was cool because he didn't want to disappoint his mom. Yeah. But then he got into River City Ransom and how dope that game was. So I was like, man, I gotta talk about that real quick. Because, you know, he gave me some game on that, man. I'm gonna have to check that game out just because of that. But of course, you know, other big names, man, Castlevania, I already said DuckTales, RoboCop, of course Mike Tyson Punch Out. It's kind of weird how I didn't actually end up on the top on this one, Excitebike. I already said like Kung Fu. But I mean, NES has such a large library. You know, it's crazy. It's kind of hard to pin any of these down. It's more so like, what's the inspiration for that list at that time for me? One more side little thing, totally off bar before, because I want to hear your honorable mentions. Did you see people been playing Red Dead Redemption 2?
No.
They've been getting 2 hours of gameplay on Red Dead Redemption 2.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to have to figure out a way to do that.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can't. We're not big enough. But apparently, but
I'm
gonna
email somebody and be like, "We're big enough."
No, but we're not. That's what she said.
And then she laughed. Oh.
All right, but anyway, man, I didn't mean to. Yeah, we could talk about that another time. I just wanted to make. Yeah, it's gonna be a good year. Game of the year. What I saw, I was looking. It was like, damn.
It's gonna be a good one.
Got the shooting time stuff or the, whatever it is. Max Payne. Anyway, ooh. What's some of the honorable mentions, bro?
Of course, Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, Mega Man, Adventures of Zelda, The Adventures of Link, Legend of Zelda, Kirby's Adventure, Excitebike, River City Ransom, Star Tropics, Duck Hunt, Blaster Master, Bubble Bobble, Castlevania, the entire series, Metroid. Of course, I'd be damned to not include Metroid in my list. Life Force, true, Dragon Warrior, Final Fantasy, you know, Spy Hunter, all these classics, the original Metal Gear. It's a great game.
Great.
Ice Climber, like Blades of Steel.
Bro, you could throw up a stack of fucking Nintendo games and just have them fall. And then, you know, you're like, well, you know, damn it, I forgot. You know, that's what it is. But yeah, man, who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
Is it 1997?
Motherfuckers.
One last one. A Boy and His Blob. I love A Boy and His Blob. If you've never played it, I definitely recommend it.
Of course you do, Brian. Of course you do, man.
I know. It's just
what happens when you court it at a different time.
All right. Well, that's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. You can find us at STT_pod on Twitter, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast, Instagram at skipthetutorialpod. Also find us on Anchor, iTunes, CastBox, anywhere you get your podcast. Remember, we have that contest. We're going to be announcing the winner of the winners, possibly. Winners, parentheses.
Chicken dinners.
If you go favor our podcast on Anchor. But anyway, until next week, stay humble.